Okay. Reading ads.
It always takes me a minute to be on a mic.
They got to get warmed up. So the episode's going to be the foreplay to the ad read.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a plus long this foreplay.
Way. Plus this way I force you to deal with it if I hear my mom calling or something. Okay. I think my mom's calling.
She'd be right.
Yeah, I haven't talked to your mom in 5 years.
Okay. Start the fucking show.
All right. Action!
The Social Nuisance Podcast.
Oh, shit! Okay, bitches, you guys are gonna be mind blown.
Oh, we're going to Pound Town.
We're podcasting right now.
Social Nuisance.
Social Nuisance Podcast. How you guys doing? My name is Madgen.
He's a badass motherfucker.
Social Nuisance! Social Nuisance!
Oh, yeah. What the fuck is up?
Yeah, Social Nuisance Podcast. What the fuck is up, motherfuckers?
Hello, and welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast. Our weekly discussion of all things current requiring further inside opinions, questions, and otherwise kick-in-your-face perspectives towards the betterment of humanity. Of course, you can participate on the discussions by subscribing to the show and get in on the conversations through email and social media, Facebook and Instagram for you baby boomers out there who don't know what Facebook and Instagram or social media is. My name is Imagine, and joining me as always, Motion.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
Chilling.
I'm all right.
Another day. Rocking and rolling. Another week?
Yeah.
Dude, Christmas is not too far away.
Dude, don't even fucking talk about it.
Are you nervous? Is that why?
No,
scared?
Dude.
You're scared?
No. The thing is, like...
Well, let's just fucking just, I guess, just jump right into shit, I suppose, man. Things are just getting crazy. I'm still figuring things out as far as, like, theme songs and shit go. So let's just get into the week's news.
All right. Current events.
Current events.
The fuck is that? Shit!
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, what the fuck are we doing out here? I ask you, what in the fuck are we doing here?
Straight ahead in the Fox Live and News, fucking mother whore. Shit!
It's a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick.
I guess that's me.
Keep fucking that chicken.
Okay, I'll do
that. All right.
Keep fucking that chicken.
Dude, newscasters, they're... That's...
That's how you do newscasts.
They're their own breed, huh?
If I'm ever going to be on a newscast, I hope I fuck up epically. Like all those newscasters just did.
I'll never be on a newscast, but if I did, I would love to have like an arch enemy, like the weatherman. We hate each other.
Yeah.
And we just slide talk, keep fucking that chicken. Yeah, all right, I will. Like, you know. Hey,
fantastic. Will do, Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I really enjoyed looking up all the clips for that. You know, I did not know like Fucker and the Pussy was like a widespread understanding of you have the opportunity.
To ruin.
To talk on live TV. That's what you say.
Yeah, dude.
That's a thing. Everyone says that.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how many people were like participating in that like unwritten thing.
Well, I liked it because it was like news or reporters, on the field reporters, they feel like because they're there with a camera, like that you have to talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, like we're here. It, like I hate when they like harass people. They're on their front yard. This guy, blah, blah, blah. This judge, DUI, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But they think because they're there with the camera, like you're obliged to talk to them.
Yeah.
And then this whole year, this 1 year, everybody who talked to him was like, yeah, that's how I feel. Fuck around the pussy. And then took off running, you know?
But why do you have to run? I think that's the other thing. It's like, you said it. What are they going to do? Like, hit you or?
I don't know.
They going to apprehend you? Citizen's arrest?
But it was so, like.
Yeah, I said it.
The wild cardness of it.
Oh, man. So we had a number of news topics going around. And a lot of people reached out to us in regard to vitamin water. Vitamin water is offering $10,000. To go smartphone less for a year.
Is Vitamin Water, are they suffering right now? That seems like a little bit of money for a huge company to offer on a challenge.
It's good. It's viral marketing. It worked.
And I just feel like, unless they plan on paying everybody who does it. But 10 G's isn't shit.
Well, they're gonna ask everyone to submit, and you have until January 8th to submit that you want to participate and be chosen to be the one to participate in this. And they'll document it and so on and so forth. At the end of the year, there will be a lie detector test to see if you participated honestly. But in the event, like, well, what if you have like an emergency or something? They will provide you a 1996 era phone.
How are you gonna charge it?
Yeah,
a 1996 era,
like a brick.
Isn't that from?
That's Saved by the Bell Zach Morris phone.
The big old thing.
Yeah, the brick.
Does it come with the timeout?
Well, 96. I think that was like the Nokia phone, right? Where you play Snake. But then you got so fed up, you threw it against the wall and you broke it.
No, that was like 01, 2000.
Really?
Yeah, because that was when I was in high school. Like Singular days? Remember
Singular? Yeah, Singular.
Yeah, 96 is pretty fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
10 cents a text message?
Do cell towers even accept that? Does it work? You're probably better off with a walkie-talkie, right?
Yeah, man. That's like...
fucking homing pigeon?
That's like trying to watch a sex tape on VHS. Like, what the fuck?
With all these scrolls, you're like, oh, shit.
Also,
rewind.
It's
play,
easy to beat a lie detector play. Test. You just That's put true. Something sharp in your shoe, and when they ask you an honest question, you step on it. So your heart rate goes up.
Ah, so you're just
And then when you're lying, you step off it, because then your heart rate goes up because of the lie. Someone like, what's your name? You step on it. You don't say ouch. And then you say your name truthfully. So,
do you think you could do it? Go smartphone-less for a year?
I wouldn't want to. This is like I know everybody
for 10 grand?
No, everybody that's enough money to do shit.
Why not?
I wouldn't there's very little I would do for 10 grand. There's also a lot I would do for 10 grand. But very little like I know people get over obsessed with social media and they take it too far.
Yeah.
But like fucking Wi-Fi is dope. Every time someone says like, oh, I wish I lived in the 50s, like, really? Wi-Fi. Like get the fuck out of here. Like it's so dope.
I think I could do it. But like, yeah, going back to your point, do I want to do it?
Well, like, what about the day you drop me off at the train station?
It could be fun.
I had to use my smartphone to find out there was going to be no fucking train there.
Yeah.
That could have ruined my night. I would have been stuck.
Well, there would have been like some kind of notification from the train system, right?
I don't know, man. I've been stuck.
I don't trust them.
At those stations before for a while. But yeah, like, if you want me to stop doing something that I enjoy doing, you got to pay me more than 10 grand.
Yeah. So you enjoy being on a smartphone. Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I like to learn shit.
I like to.
What about all the Wikipedia podcasts? Like, sometimes. I don't even listen to the radio anymore. Yeah. I'm streaming podcasts like 24/7.
Yeah.
I can't do that no more?
No.
I would have to find, like, what do I have to hook up a laptop to my car?
Well, you can't have a smartphone. So you can't have a smartphone. You can't have a tablet. So you would.
Like
you
a legit like a, laptop. I could hook up a laptop to my car.
Oh, touche.
Right?
Yeah. Suck it, Vitamin Water.
But.
I have my Chromebook.
Yeah, I figured loopholes.
Yeah, there's no swiping on my Chromebook. But.
And then be extremely technical when it comes to that lie detector test.
Yeah.
What do you mean is?
What do you mean, how big was the screen, per se?
I feel like we all know how much money 50 made off Vitamin Water.
Yeah.
They're trying to pay us 10 grand to half commit suicide.
Yeah, is 50 Cent sponsoring this? Because I think it could give a little more.
Remember he...
Not off record sales, but just Vitamin Water stock.
Yeah, or like, I don't know.
On the subject of stocks, bump stocks have been deemed illegal. Yes. As of what? I think it was today, right?
Yep, today.
Dang, as of today.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Do we have a breaking news thing?
Nah.
Do that one.
I don't have that one.
Oh, do it by your face, how you usually do it.
Oh. Beep, beep, beep,
beep. Do you do it way more enthusiastic than that?
Okay.
Anyway,
bump stocks have been deemed illegal.
All those gun nuts who say like they're pro-American and they're real Americans because of like, their gun power at home?
Yeah.
Dude, the American thing to do right now is go burn that motherfucker. Throw it away, turn it in.
The American thing to do or the lawful thing to do?
Well, the American thing to do... Oh, yeah. I guess that's... Because protesting is lawful.
Yeah. And they can protest by not burning their bump stocks.
No, what I'm saying is like... No, that's not lawful because you're breaking the law. But protesting legally is lawful. And that's a very American thing to do.
Yes.
Is the analysis. But what I'm saying is like, it's usually that gun guy that pretends to be like the true American.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now your government is telling you that that's illegal. So be a true American and throw that shit away. You got 90 days till when it's registered.
Yeah.
In the, how do they say, the law is registered. Written down.
Passed?
No, it's passed.
Enacted?
Well, it wasn't even enacted. It's a federal order. Like, there's nothing to vote on.
Oh, yeah.
Trump said.
So I'm in favor of it. I mean, fuck it. Bump stocks, from what I understand, they just make the ability to turn a semi-automatic weapon into more of an automatic weapon.
Yeah.
Just to increase firing power as far as quantity being released from the gun.
True.
I don't see any necessity in doing, though. I mean, if you feel like you need to let off a few more rounds per second, no.
Well, the only scenario that would help is when, like, you're trying to take lives faster, right?
Exactly.
Because you don't need a bump stock if you're hunting. But, like...
I mean, I still don't understand why you need an AR-15 to go hunting anyways.
No, you don't use that for hunting.
What the fuck do you use it for?
That's like your right to have that gun in case you ever need it for a civil problem.
I would love to hear about a civil problem that was solved with an AR-15.
Go out on Christmas Eve to Walmart.
Okay.
No.
We'll find you there.
But the thing is, like, what you're going to hear, the justification of why to have that is going to be like your zombie scenario or your civil unrest scenario.
Yep.
And if it's illegal up till then, by then there's going to be no law. And it's really not that hard to manufacture on your own. So just get rid of the one you fucking bought for cheap online. And then if you ever need one, you could fucking make it when you need it.
Go on YouTube.
And the whole time you'll be a true American.
By participating in being a lawful.
It's really removal. Like, I like guns. I think that everybody should be able to have them. But it really is a stupid part.
What, the bump stock?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I'm okay with this particular order being
passed. I actually think it might be like a little happy medium.
Well, not passed, but medium. Deemed.
Yeah.
Happy medium?
Yeah, like a happy medium. Like the people who are anti-gun and the people who are pro-gun. That's such a bad... It's like pro-abortion.
Yeah.
Nobody's fucking pro-abortion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No one's like really pro-gun. It's more like pro-rights. Like that's... I don't know, dude.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, pro-gun. Some people would want to wear that label. Proudly. But I think you're right. It's more pro rights. Yeah.
I wish I was a pro athlete.
That would not be a pro athlete at all. But if you wanted to be a pro athlete, you would have to learn in high school.
Fucking Segway guy.
Yeah, but if it's not going to work out in high school, you need to learn how to be an adult. So there's a high school in Kentucky that engaged in an adult day. Not like an adult video day. Because, you know, most high school students would have shown up to school for that one.
Yeah.
But this adulting day included learning how to pay bills, learning how to cook, and most importantly, learn how to change a fucking tire.
Yeah, we used to have that shit, and then everybody got rid of it.
Yeah,
we used to have econ, home ec. Like, that's so important. Really, schools need to, like, buckle down and teach people shit they're going to use.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why do you think they took away home ec? I would have loved to make some fucking killer chocolate chip cookies.
I failed home ec. In middle school.
Oh, you had the opportunity to do it?
Yeah, but it was me, like, my grades were based on my relationship with my teacher, to be, like, totally honest.
Isn't it that how it always goes for us?
I feel like it, but she was a cunt. She was such a snatch, dude. She was one of the worst people on earth. But, yeah. No, you should have days where you teach kids to, like, be functional in society, right?
I think so. I think this is a great thing.
The tire thing trips me out. We saw a dude earlier today see that his tire's flat. Get out. Get out of traffic, pull over, see that he has a flat tire, get back in the car and keep driving.
It's like, it's okay.
And a brand new car. Like, dude, change the fucking tire.
Yeah.
But
the funny thing that like struck me a little bit, that this is like a high school engaging in adulting day and pay bills, cook, and change a tire. All of which, when I really thought about it, isn't that shit your parents are supposed to teach you?
You said it was in Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, their parents are drunk.
Well, I would presume that, you know, some amount of parents would participate in, like, cultivating a proper human being and being a good contributing citizen.
But if you look at society today, probably a lot of parents don't even know how to do those things.
I know. So what the fuck happened? Where did we go wrong? Because we took away home ec?
By not teaching that shit.
That's crazy.
Like, I remember learning to balance a checkbook in, like, junior high, maybe late elementary school.
Yeah.
But they were just trying to teach you functionality and addition and, you know, like...
Right.
But by the time we came out, there were no more checkbooks.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Well, I wrote a check the other day. It felt very, very old fashioned. My penmanship is still fucking shit, man.
Did they laugh at you? Who'd you give the check to?
I gave the check to a mechanic.
Oh.
Yep.
You had to fix it. Was it post-dated?
No.
Oh.
No. It went through.
Yeah.
And most importantly, it did not bounce. But I mean, I think this is a really cool thing to revisit. Basic life skills.
Yes.
Again, paying bills, how to cook, how to change a tire. You got to start somewhere. These are great things that I think, again, go back to just being a human citizen of the country. And a lot of them just don't fucking know this shit. And it shouldn't be an adulting day for, you know, we don't get like brownie points for like, hey, we did an adulting day. Isn't that so progressive of us? I'm like, no, we're forced to be progressive because we took it away in the fucking first place.
What would you add to that day?
If you were an instructor? Good question. In addition to paying bills, what do I not know how to do? Because then I would do that. Cook is one of them. Definitely don't know how to cook. Financial security. Yeah. Personal financing.
Well, that's like a big
thing. That's a good one.
I would, you know what they need to do? They need to teach how to like diffuse an immediate conflict.
Like, that's a good one.
If we could decide on a universal level across the country that when there's like a conflict somewhere, whether it's at home or whatever, this is going to be the protocol behavior.
Yeah, I would go with like basic like manner, like an etiquette course. That'd be dope. In the day of like an etiquette course, just how to be like.
Do you know which respectful. Fork is which fork and which way the knife?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
My stepmom and I Disney. Were talking about that. Oh, Disney talk?
Yeah, I went through a course and Disney taught me all kinds of good shit.
And which one's like your red wine, your white wine?
Yeah, which one to do and like a proper way to carry yourself at a banquet.
No one fucking knows that anymore.
Yeah, no one fucking knows.
No.
I need a fork. Why is this fork so small?
If they taught. Like etiquette when it comes to women, like, you know, inside the curb, open the door, like
how to be like a gentleman.
Yeah. I don't know. Can girls put out any easier right now? I was thinking, cause then girls might start putting out more cause they're being more impressed. And then like the whole tension across the country might
go down. Well, not if they're in the class too.
No, not at that moment.
It's like, I was in the class with you, Johnny. how this works. This does not give you
teacher
points.
Said this would work. Did you ever say Beavis
that? That would be your addition to the course.
No, I like the like if we made a national.
How to be a proper wingman?
That'd be dope, dude.
That'd be funny. Guy code, girl well, code.
I mean, I feel like we're pretty good wingmen. We both got married.
This is true.
To the women we winged. Or maybe we're terrible wingmen.
Yeah. Then we gotta think about it. That worked out.
Daisy, where did you live that you used to have to write your name on your stationery with fucking convicts? This really bothered me earlier.
Pair of scissors has her name on it. Yeah.
And this is like not a regular pair. Like, you know, this isn't your fucking pair.
Yeah, it has a sheath. You know what I mean? She has to sheath her scissors.
Yeah. And it has a bottle opener.
Yeah.
It's multicultural. Don't
fuck around, man. I'm telling you. I'm scared of her sometimes.
Yeah, dude. Like, if someone tried to say these were theirs and they fucking know they didn't have this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyways.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're out of that situation, Daisy.
Yeah. Don't take away things that are not yours. Like, packages on a porch, because if you do that, you might end up with a fucking glitter bomb all up in your face.
That was so dope.
Wasn't that great?
That was great.
NASA scientist puts together an engineering project of a box. So you open the box and a fucking...
What's in the box?
1 pound of glitter.
And fart.
And just erupts on you, and then the fart spray goes off at the same time. And the best part, he engineered a camera to be on during the whole thing. So we have footage of all these fuckers... opening shit. And I couldn't believe like these fuckers were driving like nice cars. Oh, so someone had like a house full of like Christmas, like, you know, Jesus and this. I'm like, wow. And you're just gonna like open up some stolen gift on your dining room table. Like,
I'm starting to
you
think,
suck.
Is that crime like a spoiled kid's crime?
Go on.
Like,
what's a spoiled kid's crime?
Like some shit that like kids who already have it all do because they think it's victimless.
Yeah.
Because you're probably gonna get another one sent.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's quick. Because I did notice that everyone who did it was like well off. No one was struggling. No, it seemed like everybody who did was going to keep it. No one was going to pawn it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I was growing up, tagging went from like a gangster thing to like a spoiled kid thing. It like hit the suburbs and then kids who never got in trouble were out fucking tagging with like whack ass styles. I wonder if this is like the next thing of that. But no one struggled. First of all, you got to be familiar with the community.
Somewhat.
Because no one in the hood's getting shit dropped off on their patio. We stopped doing that in the 60s. Like, why the fuck would you leave something important on your patio?
That's true.
I still think that's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you deliver mail, right? It's the same shit. You drop off mail.
No, but like packages you start to be signed for, or you pick them up at the post office. At what point did everyone start saying like, nah, just leave it in front of my door? If you went to like... Best Buy, does that still exist? If you went to Best Buy and bought something and you walked home, or not walked home, but you got home, and you set it down, use your key to open the door, nothing in your right mind would say, oh, I'm going to leave that here till tomorrow, and shut the door and leave the thing you bought outside.
Well, not leave it out overnight, but I mean, you know,
it's probably safer overnight.
Yeah, because everyone's asleep. Well, the thieves need sleep too.
Exactly.
But I mean, like, if you're at work and you just need the shit to just drop off, you know, cool.
Fuck all that noise.
I'm cool with that.
No, I'd rather pick it
up. I wouldn't order anything of significance online. Like, I wouldn't fucking order, like, a notebook. Fuck. An iPad or, like, an iMac or iMac. They don't make those anymore. The fuck? What am I trying to fucking say right now? The laptops. Apple laptops. What
Big the fuck? Mac. Mac Miller.
Both of which not available.
Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac, also not available. Just don't name yourself Mac, guys. doesn't go well. But you know what I fucking mean. The MacBooks. Fuck you.
I just don't.
Got it.
I don't know. I don't know any thugs out stealing off the porch. And I really like how universal cameras are now. The fact that they're all getting filmed.
I know someone who has like the ring. The shit. Yeah, the ring. Mm. And it goes off and she'll look at it and she'll like, who the fuck's at my door?
That to me is harmless because you just told me you're not home.
But yeah, but it's also like, yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
Like,
you're not home. You just told me.
Let me watch this person do whatever the fuck they want to do because I'm still not there. I'm watching them do it.
And good luck submitting that to the cops. Like they're going to really review it and then put you up in some database and be like, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
No, dude, that footage goes nowhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
But you can watch like, you know, the kittens go by and stuff. That's kind of cool.
Kittens.
Strays. Or the Amazon guy, you know, whatever. Oh, man.
Oh, about cameras though? I'm like really stoked that third world countries are starting to get our old phones. Because the videos coming up on the internet now are like so dope.
Like the 96 era phones?
Yeah, like, no.
96?
Yeah. Did those have, no, those had the, my first Nokia had a camera that you had attached where the charger went.
Okay.
And I had that.
So third world countries are getting their cameras and you're excited for that.
Yeah, because the videos coming up on the internet are fucking hilarious.
Like, what are they doing?
I don't know, dude. They're catching cheaters.
Okay.
Like cheating wives and husbands.
Like in India?
Dude, they beat the fuck out of them.
They just beat the fuck out of each other for kind of any particular reason. You've seen them, they get into
problems. I thought they were peaceful people.
Nah. Well, you live in a country full of like, you know, 3/4 of the world's population in one spot. Things are going to get a little bit grimy.
That's why everybody's skinny there, huh? And they don't eat cows?
They're onto something.
Mm-mm. Anybody who prays to a cow, you're probably better than me. But
Southwest Airlines, back in the news, bans pet fish from flights. They also prohibited this college student from exchanging contact info with another passenger to help along with this. So this college student was flying from Denver to Northern California. And she brought along her pet fish.
So she for sure smokes weed, first of all, right? Denver or NorCal?
More than likely.
And she's taking a pet fish with her?
She'd take a pet
fish. She's probably high then.
With her. And Southwest was like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
You can't bring a fucking fish with you. No. So she was like, well, it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it's no pet policy. It's not a service animal. What services does this animal provide?
Yeah.
So they told her no. And that I understand. Like, okay, that's the policy. You should have done your research. But here's where I kind of got bugged. The college student in question then tried to talk to other passengers that were flying different airlines.
Okay.
To the same destination that she was going. And like, here, I can't fly with this fish, but you can fly with this fish. Do you mind taking my fish and hit me up when you get there?
Yeah.
Southwest was overseeing that conversation, and they put a stop to it.
That seems like none of their fucking business.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, okay, but also, I understand. Like,
that's like their neighbors in business. So if you worked at a strip center, right?
Right.
And one of your customers was kind of acting out of pocket with one of your neighbors, and your neighbor's like, hey, dude, like, I really don't want to fucking deal with this. Can you come deal with your customer? You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Maybe Southwest was trying to protect the other airlines?
Not if the other airlines were, you know, if they allow fish.
Yeah,
or
right.
Or other pits or to go on and fucking... Who cares?
Yeah, dude. But ultimately, that is fucked up. Like, you're not.
I have no sympathy for her. I'm sorry. But, you know, before I go on a plane, I figure out exactly what I can take, what I can bring, what do I want to bring, and if there's any going to be any problems. Because I understand, like, how restrictive they are regarding
what. Yeah,
you're
fucking in a tube 36,000 feet in the air going 500 miles an hour. Like, not.
There might be some rules to that.
There's a little bit.
Yeah.
There might be.
I would review that and then act accordingly. I wouldn't be like, okay, I booked my flight. Cool. And the day of, just like, oh, yeah, you know what? I wanted to bring Susan. I'm taking my pet fish, Susan. And then you show up and you're like, oh, they can't take the fish.
But it was kind of shitty of Southwest to get involved, interfering her doing that with other, right?
Oh, that's definitely okay, fucked so up. That I don't like.
Who's the worst person? Southwest interfering or her putting other people on the spot like, hey, can you do
definitely her.
Dude, right? That's douchey.
You can't pass off your problems.
How do you say
someone?
No? Like, I have no problem saying no. I'd be like, no, I'm not taking your fucking fish. But like, what if she asked, like, if she asked my wife, she would do it. She'd be like, oh, we got to take this fish. I'm like, no, we fucking don't. If this fish dies.
We got to help this fish.
No, it's not the fish. It's just like some people don't like being put in that. They just end up hurting themselves to help other people.
Yeah.
So who's the bigger douchebag?
In this particular case, I would say this, the college student.
Yeah. And you
not
know,
cool. You didn't read the fine print, number one. And then number two, you try to save your fish by pawning it off to other people. And they're like taking on the responsibility of like, once I got to fly with this fish.
Yeah.
And then when I touch down, I then am still in responsibility of this fish. And I have to hold on to it.
Unless you just leave it on the carousel cart and it just spins around until she comes out.
Yeah. Until like a suitcase comes down, ill-fated timing.
And because you left on the Southwest one, a Southwest employee killed the fish anyways.
Makes sense.
Right?
I'll allow it.
I hope that fish gets hit by a bus.
The fish did not make their flights. The only flight they made was to fish heaven.
The fish died anyways?
The fish died anyways.
How?
Because they were not allowing the passenger to pawn it off to other people, and then she couldn't take it.
So she killed it?
She had to send it off to fishy heaven.
How did she do that? What a cunt. Know.
No details. Yeah, how much did you really care about this fish?
She's so much shittier than I thought. Just by
She also said that they would not allow her to leave the fish because her friend was coming in about a half hour.
No, yeah, you can't do that.
I would fucking just leave the fish.
Well, she would have to set it somewhere, but she already crossed security.
Yeah.
So she can't uncross security.
She can throw the fish over security.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she didn't like it anyway, so... But...
Go long.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. But if the friend's not there yet, the friend can't cross security without airplane ticket.
Right.
She can't cross back.
Yeah. Well, she can't cross back, but they can, like, meet.
But there's almost nowhere. Remember, like, there used to be coat checks? Like, oh, you could leave this here and come back for an hour?
Yeah.
Almost no one does anything like that anymore because they don't want to be responsible for shit.
Yeah. So, Catalina Island, that was cool. We did that.
Did you?
Yeah. They let us drop off our luggage while we... I mean, granted,
most hotels do that. Yeah, most hotels will do that. Okay. But, like, you can't go to, like, the mall... Like, oh, here, I'm going to hold this here.
Yeah, I'll go to, like, nightclubs and stuff, like a coat check. They don't want to do that anymore. Yeah. That's true.
Dude, fuck that kid.
Yeah.
And that fish. So I want to know how she killed it, though.
She's in the market for a new fish right here. Fucking
ruthless. No, don't give her another fish, that irresponsible piece of shit.
Irresponsible.
I hope she never has kids.
Yeah, if she did, she have kids. It would probably be the kind of kid who quit Walmart and just said, fuck everybody. See that video?
I didn't, but I'm aware.
I put it up on Facebook, and essentially the kid is just saying, I'm super fed up with Walmart. Management sucks. Walmart sucks. Nobody should ever work for Walmart. Fuck y'all. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. I'm out.
Yeah.
And he did that over the PA system. So everyone's like, in the video, you can hear a couple people like, yeah. Giving him an applause for standing up to the man or sticking it to the man.
If there were no Walmart employees, it'd be hard for them to find their Wrangler jeans, right?
I was feeling two different ways over this. I mean, I get making an exit. Remember, I recall the JetBlue flight steward who he pulled the fucking inflatable slide thing.
Oh, that's...
And then said deuces and slid down the plane and quit.
But that's probably scary for a lot of people that didn't know he quit.
Well, yeah.
Like, if you're 30 rows back and then you see that slide, you're like, oh! Like,
yeah, what
you think you're going to die.
On that, the plane becomes disabled because you have to, like, reset the thing.
What was it, before flight or after?
Before.
What a douche.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So he quit that. So people were, like, making, like, a big old, like, spectacle of them quitting. I'm not sure that should be celebrated. It's like, this guy has so much courage. He stuck it to Walmart. He said, fuck Walmart.
But also, Walmart's fine.
He's also, like, a 16-year-old kid. You should not enable that kind of behavior in a 16-year-old.
No.
Totally acting out of pocket, saying fuck everybody. You know, you want to say fuck everybody? Go to your manager.
Put it on Facebook like everyone else.
He did put it on Facebook, and that's why
I went viral. No, I mean just the fuck everybody, not the...
Well, if he wanted to say fuck you to everybody, he should have done it like a decent human being and just go to the manager's office and say, you know what? You're a piece of shit. Fuck you. I quit.
And also, there are still a lot of profanity laws like throughout the country.
Oh, as far as using it like the general public?
Yeah. So...
Fuck.
Yeah.
I wonder how it applies to podcasts.
Well, no, people opt in to listen to us.
Yeah, I know.
We're not going around telling people.
Have you ever quit a job like that? Or you're like, fuck everybody.
The best job that I ever quit
this one, I'm out.
Yeah. No, like, so one was I had thought that my son got pink eye on a Thursday.
Okay.
And we sleep on in the same
Thursday.
Bed.
Thursday.
So yep. Then on Friday, I called my job. I said, hey, I think my son might have pink eye and it's highly contagious. I'm fine right now. I don't have no symptoms, but I don't think I'm going to come in today. Plus, I got to take care of my son. Yeah, yep. Just in case. So then I came in Monday and nothing happened. And the owner was pissed off. So he's like, no. Like, I read up on it. Like, dude, you've owned this business 20 years and I taught you what pink eye is? Shut the fuck up. Then he goes, you have to take at least a week off or get a doctor's note. And I'm like, well, you don't offer insurance. So I can't afford insurance. You're telling me to take a week off and I'm not gonna be able to pay rent.
So,
and he's like, so I walked across the street and got a job at the competitor, walked back that Monday morning within an hour, walked back, started cleaning out my office. He comes in, he's like, hey, what are you doing? I go, you told me I can't work here. He's like, no, I didn't fire you. I was like, oh no, but I told you if I miss work, I can't pay rent. He was like, yeah. I was like, so you told me be homeless. He's like, well, I didn't say exactly that. And I'm like, well, that's cool, but they hired me across the street, so they're paying me more. And I got to go to work, bro. I told you I can't miss work. So that was like the coolest way.
That's a good way.
I actually ran into him at the store like a couple weeks ago.
Time to go fuck himself?
I wanted to. Plus, he stole money from me after that.
Oh, man.
But he had his son with him, and I had mine. Didn't I tell you? Did we talk about
no.
this? And then Desi did the little thing where he tells me the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah. Good shout
fucking
out.
Fucking Desi, dude. Always making me a better person.
Yeah.
For no reason.
So if the kids were not there, you would have told him to go fuck himself.
No, I would have. Yeah, I would have called him. Oh, and since then, he's committed multiple crimes in his business.
Yep.
And I just wanted to tell his kid, like, hey, dude, your dad's going to go to prison.
Psst, hey.
And guess what?
Enjoy your weekends with him while you're now. Kel can.
I might do something on purpose to join him. And then he'll be in there with me.
Oh, then it's going to go south.
And then I'll make him...
Get very
make me macaroni or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do they do in prison?
I don't know.
Make them lose in chess. Paper, rock, scissors.
I've only quit in that kind of fashion. Not like to that degree. I didn't tell everybody fuck off. But I used to work at Disneyland, and I'm banned for life. I can never work there again.
Oh, but you can go.
I can go. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I just can never work there again. It was as with a number of people. So it's not just me specifically. Like, damn, bro, you. You fucked up that bad where they banned you for like, no, it's just technicality and they're just fucking stupid about it. But point being was the day that they fired me. I was walking out and I didn't really have time to like, you know, prepare myself or whatever,
uh-huh.
or prepare people that I work with. And I just told people, hey man, I'm out. I'm leaving. Nice working with you. But as I'm saying my goodbyes, my manager has to walk me out. So he walked behind me the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that I'd made a spectacle of it. Both behind the scenes as well as in front of park guests. So they wrote that falsely on my record. And because of that, I'm no longer able to work at Disneyland.
I worked at...
Fuck that guy.
Target. Yeah, what a douchebag to do that, to affect someone that way.
Yeah, and then I saw him a couple years later. And I was like, hey, man, you are the only person that could remove that.
He's like, dude, I work at Olive Garden now.
No, I saw him at Disneyland. And I was like, yo, man, you know, he's still a supervisor, or at least he was. I was like, yo, can you change this since, you know, it's not true? And, you know, if I come back, I'm not going to work for you. So we're never going to see each other again. Can you just help me out? Yeah, I'm probably not going to be able to do that. Oh, okay. Yeah. You know what? Go fuck yourself.
Dude, that guy's having kids.
Probably somewhere. No, I think, I don't think he was able to.
Oh.
Which is win for everybody. Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
That was a cool behind the scenes
moment. Yeah. So good for that guy.
I worked at Target and my band got signed to go on tour and we were like leaving the next day. And I told the store manager, she's like, well, if you quit like on the moment, you can never be rehired by Target again.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, I can't miss this though. This is why I've been playing music my whole life.
Yep.
And she was kind enough to say that I put my 2 weeks in.
I think I heard that story before.
So if I ever want to go back to working at Target for minimum wage.
Well, there you go.
Looking at MILFs.
You got an in.
Mm-hmm.
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 I don't think I can now.
You know the greatest thing that we're talking about MILFs? I'm really excited to anticipate my firstborn.
Uh-huh.
Because then my wife becomes a MILF.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Changes the sex, man.
She knows. She knows.
Wait till your kid starts going to school. Like our kids are old enough that their kids are saying how hot my wife is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good times.
I'm like, dude, there's at like 70 kids jacking off to my kid. I mean, my kid, my wife.
Your wife.
I mean, maybe my kid. My kids are striking as well.
Yeah.
But girls don't jack off. They jack on. You know, they don't rub it out. They rub it in.
Well,
DJ Touché. Two Fingers like this. Frick it.
Oh, man. There's so many things we're going to have to apologize for in the future.
No!
Unless we want to be like Kevin Hart, who refuses to apologize for his tweets for, I think it was like over a decade ago.
Yeah, but he apologized then, and they wanted him to re-apologize.
That's what it was. So he was awarded the opportunity, I'm not sure awarded, but chosen.
Yeah,
award. Okay.
That's an
award. Yeah. It's
and it was like a lifelong dream of his. Like, yeah. He honestly wanted to do it.
He wanted to host the Academy Awards. The Academy Awards invited him to do so. And he was like, hell yeah, I'm fucking stoked. I've always wanted to do this. This is like a great thing to do as a comedian. I'm in. And then, of course, as
some asshole,
some fucking jerk. People just suck, man.
They do.
And they went back and they found a bunch of tweets that he made, and they were allegedly homophobic in nature, which they probably were in some fashion.
Well, it was that if his kid ever came home with a dollhouse, he would hit the kid over the head with it.
Oh.
So it's not necessarily homophobic as much as, like, domestic violently. But, like, obviously, it was in jest.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Again, intent. Like, his intent was to crack a fucking joke, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Obviously, we all know Kevin Hart's not big enough to pick up a dollhouse.
First and foremost.
Let alone hit someone over the head with it.
Let alone lift it over his head.
If I were him, I would try to...
What's going on?
I would go to another network and try to have a live show at the same time as the Oscars are broadcast. Like, I would go to Fox and say, hey, let me do like a celebrity... Because all these celebrities come out supporting him.
Yep.
Including Oprah.
Yep.
I would do, like, let me have a celebrity shindig night, and he does stand-up, Chappelle does stand-up, Snoop Dogg does a song, does her book of the week
She thing. Gives away some shit, I don't
whatever.
Know.
Yeah, you get whatever. So then, but directly compete with the Oscars.
I think that would be a really good idea, because he initially was like, I'm not going to do this, I apologize back then for the joke.
He's fucking right.
And then they wanted him to apologize again, and he was just like, no, I'm not going to do that again.
Exactly.
We've already revisited this topic.
And they're having a hell of a time replacing him.
Yeah.
Like, there's no one yet.
I hope no one takes it, in spite.
Someone's going to take it.
Of course. I mean, there's a lot of people at the Laugh Factory that would love to do it.
Yeah. Oh, but imagine if it's another comedian.
Yep.
How shunned they would be by, like, the comedic society. Which in itself is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a bunch of comedians, like, being serious to you? For the rest of your life?
But they would have some like really hard like some.
You think Floyd Mayweather does it? I just feel like he makes himself available for everything nowadays.
If it includes money, he makes himself available.
Right?
Yeah. He's a hoe. Poor Kevin Hart.
No.
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. That's the thing too. That's why he's able to like, no, fuck that. I'm not going to do this. You're going to fire me? Fuck, go ahead. I don't give a fuck. Whatever.
2 years ago, he was
going to be just fine.
Blackmailed by some bitch for cheating on his wife. That's not the problem we're talking about. We're talking about a tweet from 10 years ago bothered. Like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Kevin Hart going to be okay.
Yeah. But I really think he should try to do live show that day in that moment.
I think so.
I would tune in.
I would totally tune in. Just out of spite.
I don't even.
Out of spite.
I don't know when the last time I watched live TV was.
All right, so you want to go deep or you want to go into some unwritten laws?
Oh, dude.
What are we feeling?
Let Daisy pick.
Daisy.
Going deep.
I knew she would.
She's falling into her MILF jeans.
The way she said it.
Yeah.
Going deep.
So let's get deep.
That shit get deep. Deep. I swear to God, that shit just gets so deep. Deep. Deep, deep.
Okay, so getting deep. The question is, are people free to sell themselves into slavery?
Then it's not slavery.
That was my first thought as well.
That's not what slavery means.
So, then just remove the word sell. Are people able to adopt slavery if they want to be someone's slave? Can they do it?
It's called marriage.
So then as the slave owner, and that's and that's
what is this? It's like owner, indentured servant, right? Too, that like you're trying to work off a debt.
Sure.
Like people used to be indentured servants.
Aren't we all indentured servants in that sense?
Yeah, we fucking are.
Fucking all are.
Yeah.
On this fucking hamster wheel we call life.
The problem is you gotta set very, very strict standards around that, because then you get trafficking. Obviously, you know, the slave trade was human trafficking. But, like, if you want to be someone's servant and they're willing to pay you a rate that you agree to, the pro, like, but now, like, what if you get them on contract? Like, no, motherfucker, you owe me 3 years.
It's great that you're bringing all these points up, because what's the difference between what we're doing now? I mean, you enter a contract, like a record contract, motion picture contract, a job contract.
But they only control your art. Oh, no, now it's the record deals are 360 deals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
They're looking to control as many possible facets that they can. They see you as a product.
Yeah,
again, you're not a person anymore. You're a product in the same way that a slave was a product.
So in that sense, it's okay, right? Because people...
They agree to it.
Want
right?
to get record deals all the time.
So are people free to sell themselves into slavery? I would say absolutely. That's what we do every day.
Yeah. Or also it depends on what the occupation is too.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like there's so much more leniency when it comes to art. But like, are we cool with people selling themselves into like being a sex slave? Like all those girls that work for R. Kelly?
The sell themselves to be in
pretend market? Someone offered $1 million to a 8-year-old adult, female or male.
Yep.
So we're gonna give you $3 million, but for 1 year you're my slave. You're my sexual slave.
Yep.
And then like 4 months into it, like shit's out of control. How do you defend that contract, right? Like so in that
it's still just a business contract.
Yeah.
Right.
But you owe them.
So then you pay whatever the penalty is for breaking the contract, like a cell phone carrier.
Wasn't that what Stormy Daniels did to Trump?
T-Mobile, same thing.
She broke their contract, now has to pay him.
I think she's fighting the NDA portion of it, and of what she was able to disclose and what she wasn't able to. Contingent.
Well, the judge already ordered that she has to pay his fees.
Maybe.
Which he's donating.
I stopped following that case.
Turns out he's a saint. No, I'm Trump.
It's like
I don't know, man. So that's a thing where it's like physical capacity and not art.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not creating art. Or I don't know, because good fucking is good art.
True.
So what's your stance? You say, yeah, we already do.
Yeah. I mean, are people free to sell themselves into slavery? The two key words there are sell and slavery. If you're a slave, you're not getting paid. You're not receiving any type of compensation for your time or efforts. You're a slave. You have to do it. Whereas if you have to sell themselves into slavery.
It's more like servitude or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Alfred the butler, you know. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to serve Bruce
Wayne. Also, he could have left any time, especially after the parents died, because what's that kid going to do?
Yeah. You going to fire me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck.
I'm taking my pension. I think, I mean, if people want to voluntarily enter this game, then they can. In the same way that if you want to live this American lifestyle, you have to pay the price. If you don't, then you can live on a van down by the river.
So, like...
Shout out Chris Farley.
Prostitution should be legal, right?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
I mean, yeah. I mean, consenting adults, if they're consenting and they understand
what engagement
they're about to participate in, yeah.
But that's not what happens. What happens is this plague of, you know, pimps and protection and, in endangered servitude. Like, oh, I gave you room and board. You got to do this much.
Well, again, there's got to be particular standards to any particular service. If going back to prostitution, are people free to sell themselves into slavery? The context of slavery, I think we need to revisit the term slavery to understand that we're on the same page about it. But in regards to like prostitution.
But prostitution's illegal, not because of the act of paying someone for a sexual act. It's because of all the surrounding circumstances.
I think it's illegal because some people are just prudes.
That's
all I got. They're just prudes. They just can't handle it.
Okay.
But it's legal in like Nevada, in some areas of Nevada.
Yeah,
they have those bunny ranches and they have standards.
That dude almost got voted in after he died.
He did get voted in after
he died. Oh, he did win?
Yeah, he won. Yeah. Okay. They have to revisit what the
fuck. And that's locals voting.
I thought that was funny.
They have spoken.
But I mean, if
I feel like we should do a podcast from one of those ranches.
That would be quite interesting.
Right?
They would have some stories, I'm sure. They should have their own podcast because they could do their own stories.
Dude, don't fuck patent pending. Don't tell him that.
It'd be funny.
Giving.
But I mean, a level like if you go to, you know, a restaurant and they have letter A, B, C, D on the window, it's because there are particular standards of service and cleanliness and safety and so on and so forth. I would expect the same thing from like a prostitution brothel.
Would you go to a D?
No.
Not even
the podcast? In the same way that I would not even go to a D restaurant to eat.
I feel like most of my life I go to D things.
I feel like I second guess myself before I go into a B restaurant.
I do get really nervous when it's a B. But you know,
man,
what?
Man, that carne asada is really good, though, man.
I know friends who have, like, have restaurants. It's really easy to get a B.
Yeah?
Yeah, but a C.
Oh, yeah. I don't go to a C.
But if a B, I see a C, like, a friend of mine got a B because one of his vents was dusty, which is fair because if the air blows, that dust spreads.
Right.
And that's kind of gross. But literally, that was the only thing wrong.
Yeah.
And they gave him a B.
And that's so why I'm like, maybe they're just really tight. I'm not sure how tight they are on those passes.
Pretty fucking tight.
Was it a high? Was it a B plus or an A minus?
It's just B, bro.
I don't know.
I need that plus or minus. On that window.
I know, but I'm saying I need that plus or minus to help me out.
No, you don't get that. Nope. Damn it. That's not how the government works, dude. Also, I want the person who's rating to be rated. The government official, this is like a C type. Because come on, we all know government employees.
That's true.
They fucking blow. So like, I want that person rated. So the person who gave this place an A is actually a C employee. Then I'm like, fuck, you probably just walk around giving everybody A's and just collect your check.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
That's really true. But I think there would be some kind of standard. So people free to sell themselves into slavery. Yeah.
Sure.
I think with the context of the word sell, if they're receiving some type of compensation and they're agreeing on that compensation.
But also people are stupid.
Which is why they would sell themselves into slavery.
Yeah.
Which is why I have to wake up early for work tomorrow.
What would your price? What's your price?
$10,000 to go without a smartphone for a year.
That's
done.
No. Are you going to apply for that?
Fuck no. I don't think I'd be able to. I wouldn't qualify. And
why wouldn't you qualify?
Because I have to use my cell phone at work.
Oh.
At work, I'm given a work phone and it's a smartphone. So I don't think.
Do you trust it?
What?
Do you like leave that work phone around you in your regular life? Or do you put it like in a microwave, take the battery out?
Oh. I mean, I leave it in the car.
Yeah.
I lock the car, so. But like, what I mean, I'm trying to learn how that works because, like, corporate America, everyone lives by their phone, and
dude, they fucking own.
They say don't hit me up. I'm out of the office, and but then they're still doing work. Nah, man. As soon as I punch out, that shit's in the car. I'm living my best life at home. Nah, man. I'm not gonna fucking. I can't. I need sanity. I need work life balance.
The other day, I was at Walmart again. I asked the employee, hey, can you price check this for me? And they had to take their personal cell phone out. And I was like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, this is how they tell us price check. I'm like, put your fucking phone away, dude. He's like, what? I'm like, you're not doing anything important. Take my fucking thing that I'm asking the price for, walk somewhere, and scan it. Like, take the 5 minutes. I don't give a fuck. I'm not in a rush. I'll wait right here. He's like, nah, they want us to...
To check on your personal phone?
Yeah, so he took his phone out. I was like, check your Instagram. He's like, nah, we're not... Nah, fuck that. They told you put your phone... Go ahead, man. I'll wait right here. I was like, anybody comes around, I'm going to say how dope you are. No one came around, but I was going to say, hey, this dude's on Instagram.
He just got me as a follower. It's going down.
I'm going to be like, dude, this guy's... I've been asking him to scan this, and he's just checking his followers.
Oh, unbelievable.
I wouldn't have done that.
All right. So...
Are we done?
Are we getting... So, in closing, I say, yes, they can sell people to help. They can sell themselves into slavery.
You can do whatever you want. It's a free country, except you can't have bump stocks.
Yeah, that's... Can't do that.
Nope.
And
don't be a douchebag.
Let's get into our next one, man. I think
we have another what?
I got another music piece that I'm going to debut. This is for whether something should be an unwritten law or not.
Mm-hmm. It's not that band, right?
It's that one band. Ominous.
To be. Or not to be. That is the question.
The way you're looking at me.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
So, to be or not to be an unwritten law. This is the point in the show where we reevaluate numerous unwritten laws as deemed by society that they're significant enough that we should abide by them. In today's unwritten law, when riding the escalator, you should stand on the right and leave the left side open for people that are climbing or descending the escalator.
Depends on where you're at. Like the airport, yeah. Because some people are rushing.
Yeah, get the fuck out of the way.
But also at the mall, like, shut the fuck up. We'll be there right now. You know what I mean?
Just take the next couple seconds and just enjoy the view.
What if I got bags? You got bags? Like, right there, like, just...
What if you're like just getting comfortable and like you grab both sides of the handrail and you're just kind of like just chilling on one side and just like, you know, you're comfortable.
Yeah. Like at the airport,
you know, 10 second duration that you're going up or down
at the airport, scoot over. But like at the mall. Yeah. You have fuck that person.
Only because someone's in a rush at the airport.
Yeah. At the airport, there's like dire consequences to being late.
they probably shouldn't have been late in the first place.
But also, it's like a lot of times layovers, it's not really their fault. You know what I mean? Some bitch is fighting with the airport about a fish.
Like, she's looking for someone to take her fucking fish. Get out of the way.
And then you don't even know why people are traveling. It could be like work. It could be in a medical emergency. It could be, you know, like the last chance they see their mom before their mom dies. Some shit. Yeah. But like at the mall, like fucking chill out, bro.
So like in that sense, you should get out of the way because someone's in a rush. But that 10 seconds, you're probably shaving maybe 2-3 seconds.
Well, I don't know if you've ever been to Phoenix. Phoenix has those flat escalators.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those, all those all, everywhere.
So though, like that, you're probably really shaving time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shaving or shaving?
You're shaving a little bit of time off on how long you'll be that
escalator. I shave on the shave.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure you said shaving. That's why I said it.
I know I did too.
Oh, okay, cool.
It just sounds funny because it goes both ways. I'm shaving time. Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah.
It just sounded.
But funny. I only said, I realized how thoughtless I was. I just said it because you said it. And then when you called me out for it, I was like, what the fuck, dude? I followed you into that? But yeah, I, again, circumstance, right?
Pretty much.
Fuck, I took my headphones off. We're yelling. Where I am.
Circumstance, I would say no. To be or not to be an unwritten law, this should not be an unwritten law. Who gives a fuck? I'm riding the escalator. I am in, like, this is my space.
Do you ever do that thing where you get in people's way? Like, okay, an on-ramp. And some douchebag is riding the shoulder. And you kind of, like, lean into the shoulder and make them get behind you.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
You do that?
Fuck you. Get in line.
Yeah. But, like.
Sorry.
But it doesn't matter to you.
What?
If they go by. Like, you can just let them go by. And they'll be out of your life forever.
Nah.
No what?
Nah, they gotta wait. Yeah, it's petty as fuck. And what?
You know, when I used to be that asshole? Okay, but like, I never really was that person that drove on the shoulder. But if someone insisted on being in front of me and not letting me get by for whatever reason, I used to ride their ass. Okay, motherfucker, you want to be in front of me? Now you're in front of me. And I would ride their ass to wherever the fuck they were going. Just changed all my plans. The kid's like, we're going to try to shut the fuck up. I got to follow this bitch all the way.
I mean, if someone's going to pass me...
I've changed my attitude.
If they got to break the rules, if they're driving on the shoulder to get there because they want to just pass traffic, especially if they're driving a nice car, fuck you. Nah. I just feel like the entitlement of like, nah, fuck everybody, I'm just going to go around. No. We're all stuck here. You're going to be stuck here too.
But fuck, don't you want that asshole to not be stuck there with you?
No. I feel a little bit better knowing that he's being interrupted. He thinks he can do whatever the fuck he want to do. No. I'm here to balance the universe.
I changed my driving attitude over the past couple of years to like, I'm not going to like stress myself out to get out of your way, but like, I'm going where the fuck I'm going. You're going where the fuck you're going.
Yeah.
If it's easier on me to just fucking let you go.
Yeah.
Then that's what I'm doing now.
I think this is the first time that we may have switched as far as I ideally having faith in humanity. Just thinking the best of people.
Oh, fuck. No, I don't. I think they're
fuck them.
Douchebag. I just realized like, I was stressing myself out on whether or not...
I mean, I don't stress myself out. I feel like I just got to, like,
but balance the universe. But you change your flow for a little bit. And probably that person's flow, because of the way they're acting, their day's going to be fucked throughout. They're going to, like, trip on an elevator. They're going to have to rush up an escalator. They're just the type of person that anything can knock them off their cool.
Yeah.
So, like, just fucking let them go.
Nah, fuck that.
All right.
I still disagree. Same thing with riding the escalator. If I'm on the escalator and somebody wants to go...
Do you start farting?
Crop dust?
Yeah.
Because technically, it's the very effortless crop dust because I don't have to walk.
I start trying to offend.
I just stand there and it just...
Yeah.
As I'm going up the escalator.
I start saying the worst possible things.
Like while you're on the escalator to offend
people?
Well,
no, just when someone's like pressing up on my space to make them uneasy.
Oh.
Say shit like, oh, dude, earlier today, I saw a baby fall out of a high chair. It was so funny. Just make them uneasy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking baby brains everywhere. Just shit like that.
Yeah. I think, if I'm an escalator and someone's coming up right behind me because they want to get past me, I'll probably move. But
they have to be nice.
I don't feel inclined to like, oh, I got to step to the side. I'm going to get up there and be like, okay, cool, whatever. I'm just going to, you know.
I started tripping people who walk through the door without saying thank you.
That's what you started doing?
Yeah, I was like, you're going to turn around like, well, I'm the asshole? Go ahead. You want to have an asshole off?
Who did not say thank you?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, this was your fault. So to be or not to be, what do you think? Should you stand on the right and leave an open path?
I think it depends on where you're at.
You think it depends on where you're at?
Yeah.
So sorry. In an airport, you think you should leave an open path?
Yeah. Or like at a hospital.
Okay. Hospital?
Yeah. But when you
get I've never seen an escalator at a hospital. Wait a minute.
No, because it doesn't work. You need an elevator.
I've never seen an escalator at a hospital.
Well, how about just being out of the way? Like if you're walking in a hallway.
Okay.
And someone's pressing up on your space. But also like don't, you could say like, hey, excuse me, you know, like.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
I'm going to say no. I say not to be. It should be an unwritten law that you got to leave an open pathway. Nah, fuck that.
Then I'm going to disagree just for the sake of the show.
You're such a contrarian.
If we agreed, it'd be our last episode.
That's true.
Like Snoop Dogg. No, like Nate Dogg.
Mm. Well, as always, I want to thank you all for joining us here in Pound Town. But before we go, we want to remind you to, of course, subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help the show grow. Visit our website, socialnuisance.com, for all the latest episodes and find our social media links to Facebook and Instagram as well. And not to mention, sign up for our emailing list to keep in touch while you're there. But of course, more importantly, tell everybody you know about the show. It helps us grow. It helps us get some street cred because one day I hope to visit South Central Los Angeles without having to roll my windows up or lock my doors. So street cred, very important. Tell everyone you can about the show. It'll really help us out. Why are you laughing? That's real.
You ever take the Blue Line?
I've never taken the Blue Line.
Oh my God.
I want to live.
Toothpaste, shampoo, Twix.
I want to live.
It's so crazy.
One day. I will take the Blue Light. But I need street cred, so I can only get that if people are going to be listening to the show. So
all right, I'm going
to listen to the show, everybody.
Read the ads, okay? Have a great day.